Joshua, chapter 11. And it came to pass, when Jabin, king of Hazor, had heard those things, that he sent to Hobab, king of Madon, and to the king of Shimron, and to the king of Asphath, and to the kings that were on the north of the mountains, and of the plain south of Shinaroth, and in the valley, and in the borders of Dor on the west, and to the Canaanite on the east and on the west, and to the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Jebusite in the mountains, and to the Hivite under Hermon in the land of Mizpah. And they went out, they and all their hosts with them, much people, even as the sand that is upon the seashore in multitude, with horses and chariots, very many. And when all these kings were met together, they came and pitched together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. And Yahweh said to Joshua, Do not be afraid because of them. For tomorrow, about this time, I will deliver them all up slain before Israel. And you shall hamstring their horses and burn their chariots with fire. And so Joshua came, and all the people of war with him, against them by the waters of Merom suddenly, and they fell upon them, and Yahweh delivered them into the hand of Israel, who smote them, and chased them to great Zidon, and to Mizraphothaimaim, unto the valley of Mizpah eastward, and they smote them, and they left none of them remaining. And Joshua did to them as Yahweh bid him, and he hamstrung their horses and burnt their chariots with fire. And Joshua at that time turned back and took Hazor and smote the king of it with the sword, for Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that were in it with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying. There was not any left to breathe, for he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them did Joshua take, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, as Moses the servant of Yahweh commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel did not burn any of them, except for Hazor only. Joshua did burn that city. And all the spoil of these cities and the cattle the children of Israel took for a prey for themselves, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither did they leave any to breathe. As Yahweh commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that Yahweh commanded Moses. So Joshua took all that land, and the hills, and all the south country, and all the land of Goshen, and the valley, and the plain, and the mountain of Israel, and the valley of the same, from the Mount Halak that goes up to Seir, even to Baal-gad, in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon, and all their kings he took, and smote them, and slew them. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. There was not a city that made peace with the children of Israel, except for the Hivites, the inhabitants of Gibeon. All others they took in battle. For it was of Yahweh to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle, that he might destroy them utterly, and that they might have no favor, but that he might destroy them, as Yahweh commanded Moses. And at that time came Joshua, and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Debir, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Yehuda, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel. Only in Gaza, in Gath, and in Ashdod there remained. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all that Yahweh said to Moses, and Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes. And the land rested from war. End of chapter 11.